Welcome to the WRTI Performance Studio. We are streaming live on Facebook. I am so excited to be here with Mandy Gonzalez and
Todd Ellison.
Todd Ellison, music director designate of the Philly Pops. Mandy Gonzalez is Broadway star, starring in Hamilton and also in Madam Secretary on TV. You're here to give us a sampling of music of the season. Now, Todd, this is right before, or you've just started the Philly Pops Spectacular Christmas Concert Series.
Yes.
And it involves a lot of people.
We have over 300 people on stage, and an organist, and a Santa comes by when he's in town. It's fantastic.
You have the Philly Pops Festival Chorus, which and the Philadelphia Boys Choir, and the African Episcopal Church of St. Thomas Choir, and 65-piece Philly Pops Orchestra, and Mandy Gonzalez.
And
how did this all come to be?
This tradition has been going on for a while with the Pops, and so the Philadelphia Boys Choir has sung with them for about 13 years. We have Peter Richard Conti on the organ, who's been doing it for about 16 years. The Festival Chorus has been around since, I think, 2000 and something. And it's been, or actually probably even earlier. And it's unbelievable for me, because they handed me this about a year ago and said, would you put us together a whole package of Christmas stuff? And so I got to pick all my favorites. And we're doing everything from like the big, huge classical pieces like, or traditional pieces rather, like Hark the Herald Angels Sing, to more contemporary things like Feliz Navidad. And we've had such a great time putting all this together. It's the Christmas spirit is alive and well in the Kimmel Center, I have to say.
And Mandy, how did you get involved? You have a Philadelphia connection.
I do. Well, I was actually, this is my first Christmas show with the Pops, with this incredible orchestra and maestro Todd Ellison, which is amazing. And I performed with the Pops for the Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was freezing, but but I still wore sparkles and it was fabulous. And then I also performed with the Pops for July 4th, which was wonderful. But my husband is from Philly.
Yay.
So it really is like coming home. My father-in-law comes, my in-laws come to every Broadway show that I've been in. I've been in six Broadway shows, and he always says, you know, maybe one day you'll be the soloist at the Philly Pops Christmas show. And they came on opening night and they sat in the third row. And afterwards he said, Mandy, you made it. So I finally made it. But so it is. It's like coming home and I'm having a fabulous time.
That's wonderful. So what song will we hear first today?
The first song is actually one of my favorite songs, which is Let It Snow. And I think we're all hoping for a white, beautiful, snowy Christmas. And now that it's Christmas time, I think that that's only appropriate.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss kiss goodnight. How I hate going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Wonderful. Let it snow. Yes.
Let it snow.
Just now, a little.
Now that it's past Thanksgiving.
Just a
before
little,
Thanksgiving,
too.
We don't need the snow, but yeah. Now it's okay.
Well, the concerts that you're doing with the Philly Pops are run from December 2nd. I guess they started this past weekend.
Right.
All the way through the 22nd.
The 22nd, that's right.
Right. And tomorrow evening, there's a special family-friendly concert. Tell us about that, Todd.
Sure. It's a sensory-friendly concert, which is for families with kids who may not be able to sit through a real concert, and we've made it very accessible for those families. They can, the entire orchestra section is for them, and if they need to get up and leave, walk up the aisle, or go outside and just sort of calm down a little, if it gets too loud or bothers them, that's perfectly okay. And then the tier 1, 2, and 3 in the hall are still available for the regular audience to come and buy tickets for and participate, because we're doing the exact same show. It's just geared towards a little softer as far as the sound amplification will be, just to help the kids. And I think it's great for families who don't want to go to things because they don't want to disturb people sitting next to them or feel uncomfortable. So this is a wonderful way for their families to participate.
Does it change the way at all you perform or you approach the music when you your audience?
No, is... I think all we'll do is just the volume of it all. The orchestra plays the same, but we do use microphones for the vocalists, and for the choirs are amplified a little bit, and all that will be just toned down a bit. But it's the same bad jokes about mm-hmm. Christmas that we make, and the same.
And the Pops is for everyone.
Yeah,
that's great. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. So. The next piece we'll hear is a piece that you wrote, Todd.
Yeah, actually, this is a piece I wrote with a man named Stephen Cole. It's about, you know, I realized I have 2 kids now. I have 5 and a 7-year-old. And boy, your life perspective changes when you are suddenly looking at 2 kids. And the first Christmas that they were really recognizing what Christmas was about, they came down the stairs and rounded the corner, and just the way their eyes lit up when they saw the Christmas tree was magical. To see the delight in their eyes when they saw the wrapping paper underneath, you know, just all the different lights that we put the lights on, and all the boxes and the stockings were full. And Stephen, who wrote the lyrics, took that story and put that into a really beautiful story song for us.
We wait all the year, and our lives just go on as we sleep and we dream of that one perfect dawn. Christmas morning, you'll awaken and be taken by the hand. Down a staircase twined with tinsel to a Christmas wonderland. Through the window, snow is falling, hear it calling you to play. If we're lucky, Christmas morning may just last all through the day. Christmas morning, coffee's perking, no one's working that. That's because they were up late drinking eggnog and awaiting Santa Claus. There's the tree. Wonderful gifts for you, wrapped up in paper and bows in a stack oh so tall. But the wisest man knows what's the best gift of all. Christmas morning, filled with laughter, what comes after? Who can say? If we're lucky, Christmas morning may just last till New Year's Day. In cellophane, look, there's a candy cane. Hours and hours of fun, full of carols to sing. But my wish for this Christmas is please always bring Christmas morning wrapped in sunlight. That's the wish I wish upon. If we're lucky, Christmas morning is forever, never. May this bliss appear, disappear. And so today for you I pray, Christmas morning, Christmas morning, we'll go on and on.
Whoa, you captured the joy in Christmas morning.
Oh, good.
In the music, in the words, in the acting. Wow, wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, Mandy, you are so busy. You're playing Angelica Schuyler on Broadway in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. You're in Madam Secretary playing Lucy Knox, the assistant to the president there.
Yes.
I think you also do like a show, or you at one point you were doing a show at 54.
Yes,
below.
I do concerts. As well as I have a 7-year-old. I have an incredible husband and an incredible support team, and I call them my fearless squad. And it made me think about people that don't have a support team and don't have a fearless squad. And so I decided to create one on social media, and I put out a hashtag called Fearless Squad, and it became a movement that now hundreds of thousands of people all around the world are a part of. And I felt like if you don't have a squad, you can be part of mine. And it's a place of belonging and a place of inclusion.
So a fearless squad is like a support group?
Kind of. It's a support group, but we laugh a lot. I guess that's what support groups do. We talk about different issues, but we listen to one another. And I think that's so important. And we follow the squad rules. And it's really around a saying that I have, which is, I held your hand in mine, and together we changed the world. Held, we help each other when we fall. E, we embrace our differences. L, we look for the good. And D, we dream big. And together, we're fearless squad. So that's all you have to do. And put the hashtag out there, put your picture, and then you have a whole new squad to be behind you in your dreams.
That's great. And this was inspired by your...
By my own feeling of, I guess by my... Because I feel so lucky that I have a support team, and I was born into a supportive environment with my family. So I felt there was a lot of young people that were reaching out to me online that felt very much alone and would reach out to me and say, I don't have any friends, I don't have this. And so I didn't want them to feel like that. And I wanted them to feel like they belong, because they do.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Now, the next song is a favorite of yours, I understand.
It is, actually. It is a song called Remember Me, and I feel so lucky because this is from Disney's Coco, and it's one of mine and my daughter's favorite songs from last year. It was written by dear friends of mine, Broadway royalty, Kristen Anderson and Bobby Lopez, who also wrote Frozen, and Bobby Lopez won the Tony Award for Avenue Q. This song was Academy Award nominated. And on Friday, I get to sing this song at the Isaac Shepherd School with students that this school is so amazing because they open their doors to students that have been displaced because of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. And so we are going to sing this song together in English and in Spanish, and they have been working on this. And so I know I'm going to cry when I go to sing it with them, but I feel so lucky because this song and this movie express so much about where I come from, because it's about my Mexican culture, and I get to celebrate that with these young people and with the people at the Philly Pops in a beautiful way.
Great.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me, though I have to travel far. Remember me, each time you hear a sad guitar, and know that I'm with you the only way that I can be, until you're in my arms again. Remember me. Recuérdame. Recuérdame. Hoy me tengo que ir, mi amor. Recuérdame. No llores, por favor. Te llevo en mi corazón y cerca me tendrás. A solas yo te cantaré, soñando en regresar. Recuérdame. Tenga que emigrar, recuérdame. Si mi guitarra es llorar, ella con su triste cantar te acompañará hasta que en mis brazos te estés. Recuérdame. Soon be gone, remember me, and let the love we have live on, and know that I'm with you the only way that I can be, until you're in my arms again.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
When you were singing, I was just thinking about how music and art have the power to connect us. And what role do you think, in your experience, both Todd and Mandy, that music should play in our lives?
Well, in our house, we play music all the time. And my kids are, in New York City, they go to public school. There is no music program. But what we give them at home is a lot of music appreciation and all different styles, and it just makes people more intelligent, more articulate. It's made our kids well-rounded individuals, and they're not just playing games or playing dolls, you know, on the playground. They're learning about different ways of entertainment. They're learning about classical music. They're going to concerts with me. They came to the concert on Sunday, mm-hmm. and sat mesmerized by Mandy and petrified by Santa, who asked them, "What do you want for Christmas?" And they were mute. That's all they've been talking about. I was like, "What do you want for Christmas?" "I want this. I want that."
And now they're like, "Santa asked, what I want."
Yeah, when Santa asked them, they just went mute. But the power of music is so powerful, and especially at this time of year. I think it invokes a lot of memories for people, and it brings up a lot of happiness in their lives, and it reminds them that with all the craziness that's out there, that it can be a very centering kind of a thing to put on the music. Just walking through your beautiful lobby here in this building and you hear the music mm-hmm. being played, you're like, oh, it immediately grounds you. And I think there's so much noise in the ether nowadays that it's wonderful to be able to take a step back, hear some live music mm-hmm. in any setting, whatever that is, whether it's a Broadway show or a concert or just even turning on the radio to hear you guys is very powerful.
It's something we all need.
It is. I mean, music changed my life. It, a small girl whose father grew up as a migrant worker, and a young girl like me who fell in love with Broadway at a young age because I had a grandmother, both my parents worked, and my grandmother loved music so much, but she loved torch singers. So Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli was my first concert when I was 8 years old. I waited out in the rain to get her autograph, and she did sign it. So I still think it's the best thing ever. But Edie Gourmet, all of these, Tammy Terrell, all of these singers that she loved, she shared that with me. And through that, I got to learn what Broadway was, and I wanted to be there. And because of her encouragement and taking me to lessons and finding anything free, any free theater that would let me sing, it completely changed my life and it let me dream. And so I hope that by my dreams, some of my dreams coming true, that my dream is now for young people that are looking at me or, you know, look at things that are happening now in the world, that they can do it too. It's possible. Your dreams are possible, whether it's in music, stage management, costume design. But I would love to sing this last song because this is a song that my grandmother and I used to sing together. It's in one of our favorite movies, Mimi and St. Louis. And yeah, so.
Okay.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days. Gather near to us once more. through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
Thank you so much, Mandy Gonzalez and Todd Ellison. You have captured the joy, the excitement, the peace and the calm, all of those sentiments that we look for all the time, but especially during the holidays.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
And you are so busy right now, Todd. I know you have several other projects going on, a Broadway-bound musical.
Of Roman Holiday, the Audrey Hepburn, Gregory Peck movie. Yes, making its way slowly to Broadway, but it's getting there, with music by Cole Porter that I'm supervising. And
fabulous.
So cool.
Yeah.
And you take over as music director of the Pops.
In officially July. I'll be doing Memorial Day, and I'll be doing July 3rd and 4th with them. And then September, we start the new season, and that's to be announced on Valentine's Day. And we've got a lot of special things planned already.
That's great. Well, we're so glad to have you both in Philadelphia this month and having you here at the WRTI Performance Studio today. And I know you're very busy and you're rushing back to New York.
Yes, I'm headed to the train and I'm in Hamilton tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Angelica. So yes, I'm off.
Well, thank you so much for being with us in the WRTI Performance Studio. And this video will be up on Facebook.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.